Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, welcome, radio listeners. Welcome to September, and welcome to the Jay Garvin Show. Home and Mortgage Talk, where you and I have a candid conversation every week, twice a week, whether you're listening live on Saturday or your coveted pre-play or replay right after the NFL or NASCAR on. Whoa! There's those speeding cars going by us there. I am Jay, and I'm your friend. You can reach out to me directly at 719-330-1457. We have had a busy entrance into September in the state of Colorado. If you look at the back-to-school, end of summer, and nothing shy of politics in Colorado. And that's going to be part of our conversation today. This is a home, a mortgage talk show where I talk about housing. I talk about the housing market. I talk about financing. I talk about economics and budgeting and even into retirement savings. Well, today it's going to be a conversation about a special summer session, and I use air quotes for the term special, and how it has economically affected us. So with the drum roll, Matt, today's conversation between you and I on the Jay Garvin Show is the Colorado Legislative Special Session and the current fiscal and economic byproduct of that. Now, I come to you from this microphone as a licensed loan originator in a half a dozen states. I'm located right here in the Pikes Peak region off of Cascade, where I have been doing mortgage transactions since 1998, going on 27 years. Since 2005, I have been an owner of a mortgage company, originally Garvin's Mortgage Group, and now for the last 10 years, just celebrating my 10-year anniversary with Churchill Mortgage. But I also come to you as a dad and a husband, but also an investor in real estate. A Dave Ramsey, Ramsey Solution, 7-baby-step graduate, where I am flexing my financial muscles in the 7th step, which is build wealth and give away graciously. But today I want to talk about the Colorado Legislative Special Session. It was not our first one, but it was definitely one of the most lively and political. I had live conversations with state senators and other friends, so I've got the inside scoop. But when all is said and done, I'm here to educate you, and in return, many of you, and I wish for many, many more, have come to me personally for your next purchase or refinance mortgage. Now, we've done much more purchase in the last 3 years as rates have went from 3% to 7%, but I love you no less with higher rates than I do with lower rates. I'm much busier with lower rates, and there is very, very good news as I look before me. Mortgage rates plunge to a 10-month low, opening up the window in late August to early September, where we folks are down as low as 6.5% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, ranging all the way up to 7% if you put less money down, if you have a lower credit score and a lower documentation of your income. It all comes down to what's your credit, what's your capacity to earn, and what's your collateral, the equity in your house or the down payment in your pocket to buy your house. I'm here to help you with all of that. Call me directly at 719-330. That's how we... You see, you thought I went off the air. That's how we keep this radio show on the air. I pay for that bill, and you say thank you by allowing me the privilege of earning your business for your next mortgage transaction. So, today, I talk to you about three things. Why was the Colorado Legislative special session called? Number two, what did they actually accomplish during that special legislative session? And what does it have to do with Colorado's economy? And most importantly, what does this mean for you? How does it affect Colorado, your family, and the businesses financially around us? Now, I do have one special guest coming, which I'm not going to tell you his name right off the bat. I'm just telling you he's here to celebrate a 100-year anniversary. Thank you for those bells and whistles there, Matteo, the radio producer magnificent.
Oh, wow.
Jumping right into this special session, my friends, I see before me with my crumpled paper that if you were to explain this special session by one senator's quote, it was
political theater.
Hey, quiet on the set.
So, if you've been living under a rock for the last 11 years, Colorado is a complete one-sided partisan state. If you are conservative outside of El Paso County, if you are a Republican, you have no voice in the Senate where the Democrats have a strong majority. You have no voice in the legislative body as a congressional representative because the Democrats have a super majority. And then, of course, we have not one, but the second term of Governor Polis, who is also a left-leaning Democrat. So, why was a special session called? Very simply before the break, Colorado had an $800 million budget deficit. And to summarize this in one phrase, the governor and all of the Democrats throughout the state, especially in the Denver metro area, blamed it all on HB1, which was the big, beautiful bill. So to summarize this, if you've got only 2 minutes left to spend with me, the bottom line is Colorado, we need to actually build our state budget in a balanced fashion. We need to curb our spending and get our fiscal house in order. I'm going to go through that in the next three segments here with you, line by line, talking about the politics of the session, more importantly, talking about what they accomplished and what Colorado still has to do economically, and then, of course, how this affects you and what you can do to prepare and protect yourself from swings to the left or right in the economy or politics. Don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-330 for your suggestions on show topics or some questions or comments about this conversation right here on The Jay Garvin Show. 719-330-1457.
Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin, the host of The Jay Garvin Show, and all hour I'm having a conversation with you about a Colorado legislative special session to address Colorado's budget deficit for 2024. Now, it's important to point out that the Pikes Peak region, which is El Paso County, the budget by our county commissioners, who, by the way, I love and appreciate all of you, but are conservative fiscally, have a $490 million budget, which is only 1% of the state budget, which is over $40 billion, and they managed a balanced budget, with or without the big, beautiful bill, which has become a scapegoat for our governor and the progressive politicians throughout the state. Also, for our illustrious city council and mayor of Colorado Springs. I love and appreciate all of you. We have a $900 million budget, twice as much as the county, and this is only a little over 2% of the state budget. And in 2024, the mayor and the city council balanced our budget, and the only facilitating move they had to make was to take $10 million, which is basically 1% of our budget, out of the rainy day fund in order to correct things. So thank you for that applause there, Mr. Matt, the radio producer, because that is fantastic fiscal responsibility for the entire Pikes Peak region. Now, I wish I could say that at a state level. First of all, folks, we have a $40 billion budget. El Paso County, the largest county in the state. Colorado Springs, the second largest city in the state next to Denver, equals a total of 3% of the state budget. So I scratch my head and say, why is there 97% times the spending at the state level than there is in one of the fastest growing, most productive, most desirable places to live in Colorado Springs? It goes back to the analogy that I tell you, Colorado Springs is a very bright red raft floating in a extremely blue ocean. The challenge with that is if we all watched the movie Titanic, you know who wins between floating rafts and ships and turbulent oceans. So we have to be very, very careful as we proceed. And economically, that's why I'm taking the time to have this conversation. Now, going into that, I want to look, like I stated, in great detail, why was the Colorado session called? And it's very, very simple that the session was called because we have an $800 million deficit. Now, if you take $800 million divided by $40 billion, we were basically looking at just under a 2% cut. Now, that to me is absolute insanity that there's this much attention and this much money, because it costs somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 in state money to even pay for this six-day session. When I am a member and owner of Churchill Mortgage, and at the height of our productivity in 2021 when interest rates were 3%, we were running a $5 billion revenue company with 1,100 team members. With no crying, with no special sessions, with no microphones and clicking media around us, I myself personally cut my overhead and budget in my Colorado Springs branch and region from $65,000 a month overhead to less than $1,500. We went from 8 team members down to 2 team members, and I never shed a tear and I never complained or cried to anybody. That's called the economy of scale when interest rates in the real estate market go from super hot to super cold. The same happened in my household and thousands of households for you that are listening right now. If I ask 1,000 people in Colorado whether their spending has went up the last 5 years or down the last 5 years, more than 75% would say, I have had to trim my budget because of inflation, which includes an increase in price of insurance, increased price of college, increased price of eggs, increased price of gas, increased price of everything. So naturally, we need to budget and spend less. My personal household, where we have no debt at all except for a mortgage, we went from an $11,500 a month budget to a $6,500 a month budget, a 40% cut, because that's what inflationary, flat economic times require. But has our nation cut our deficit? No, not once. During the Biden administration, has Colorado cut its deficit or its spending? No, not once in Governor Polis's tenure going on 7 years. So why is there so much hype brought on this? And here is the reality, folks. This $800,000 shortfall across the session, if you talk to all of the progressive representatives, senators, and governor from Colorado, they would say it is Donald Trump's fault, the United States Republican Congress's fault, and the big beautiful bill's fault. Now, when your children come to you and complain and say it's everybody else's fault but their own, whether they are teenage children, toddler, or adult children, all of us roll our eyeballs. And that's what we're getting from our politicians. And to give you a couple of examples, yes, the big beautiful bill has cut and maintained going forward taxes for the middle class. In fact, they even were giving some relief to the blue collar with no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. Did you know through House Bill 1296 in Colorado that your Democrat, your progressive representatives chose to say, no, nobody in Colorado needs that tax break for tips because we need the revenue to expand Medicaid, give debit cards out of Denver to illegal aliens, and to continue transgender budgets in our prison system. And that's just a reality. So how did they choose to solve this problem? Similar to the rejection in House Bill 1296 to no Colorado blue-collar tip receivers or overtime recipients get a tax cut. But on top of that, provision number one of how they solved the revenue problem was to not cut departments first. They went after corporate tax revenue. Now, to explain this to you, over $250 million of the shortfall, almost 30%, was solved by basic complex formula of eliminating the sales tax for corporations, C-Corps. And what that means, let's take an example. If Pella Windows sells $22 million worth of windows in the state of Colorado, the state requires them to become tax collection IRS agents by collecting $1.1 million in retail tax receipts. Now, in the past, for every $100 that they collected, they would allow them to keep 5% so you could pay for the comptrollers, the accounting department, and all the bookkeeping and transfer to collect all this money for the state of Colorado. So if you had $1.1 million of sales tax that you collected, they were allowed the right to keep $55,000 of that $1.1 million to pay for their accounting staff, their collection, and their comptroller staff. Now, they said, Bob, we're just going to make them pay for it as they conduct business for the city, county, and the state officials in tax collection. What's that going to do for the popularity of business in Colorado? Number two, instead of a 1% pull from the rainy day fund, like our mayor chose to do, they tapped the general fund basically $300 million. This is not 1% of the reserve. This is a significant beyond 5% of the reserve. And many economists said that's a very, very dangerous move to go at or above that because they see a potential recession. And when recessions come, you need to survive on your emergency reserves, whether it's the Ramsey 7 baby steps of your emergency or your monthly budget reserve, or whether it's the state. Now, the third, so the first third was collected by new tax revenue. The second third was collected by pulling from our reserves. And the third came in cutting programs. They didn't do a hiring cut or a downsizing in employees. They just did a freeze. Another thing that they did is, quote unquote, air quotes, health care adjustments. Like, why do we have $3.68 million a year in Colorado with the Department of Correction for transgender services? Why do we have thousands of debit cards given to illegal aliens, illegal citizens, reinforcing them to be here, quote unquote, sanctuary cities like Denver? Why do we have illegal immigrants on Medicare? There's a very big point, which I want to point out. Why do we have literally over 40% of our state that is receiving Medicare, Medicaid, and disability Social Security payments? Because part of the big beautiful bill was to cut, you know, the work for Medicare requirements where you actually have to do a minimum number of volunteer work or employment measure activities, because there are so many individuals in Colorado on Medicare, Medicaid, that it literally is 30% of all Colorado citizens. One of the higher states in the country, New Mexico is number one, where 35% of their entire population is on disability, Medicare, Medicaid. And these are able-bodied workers. I'm not talking about single mothers or elderly disabled individuals. These are people that have proof of physical ability to work. So all of these things combined of increased corporate tax, pulling into the general fund reserve and not decreasing but freezing some of these hiring and spending programs is a solution. And basically, from a 4,000-foot view, it's a Band-Aid because it's very difficult to increase taxes in Colorado because of the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, Tabor, that was passed in the 90s. So you have to go around that system and create fees like DMV registration fees and other loopholes to bring your revenue higher. And basically, there has been a long tenured irresponsibility with Colorado state budget over the last decade, which is equated to our dwindling national ranking financially and fiscally, and now it's time to pay the piper. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how we solve that after this, and I will welcome in a tremendous friend and partner of mine as we celebrate a 100-year anniversary right here on the Jay Garvin Show. 719-330-1457. Call me for comments and to start your next refinance or purchase transaction. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, your host, and I've been talking about the Colorado Legislative Special Session. I need to take a break from that. I talked politics the whole first and second segment and cutting budgets, and now I have something much better. I have a celebration. Thank you for those bells and whistles, Matt, my producer. David, you have a 100-year anniversary coming up. I didn't think you were married that long.
I look that old, but I'm not that old.
I just celebrated this year a 25th anniversary. Do I dare ask you what your personal anniversary is?
Oh, you beat me. You're older. Yeah, you got more.
I know I'm older.
No, you got we're only 10.
Okay, 10.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I started late, so you started later. But someone started very early, and who is that?
Pella Windows and Doors.
Pella Windows and Doors.
Thank you again for those bells and whistles there, Matt. That's a huge deal. I don't think I personally know. No, the only company that I know when I was involved in Worldwide Group and Amway, they just celebrated like a 75-year anniversary. Johnson Controls, who my dad worked for, celebrated 100, and now they're 140 years old.
Wow.
But Pella is not a publicly traded company. This is like one family in Pella, Iowa.
That's it. Pella, Iowa, 100 years this year.
And I will tell you this, my friend, the phrase easy slide.
Yeah, that's an awesome deal, right?
Oh my God, I've got my entire house. I'll bet you I've saved thousands of dollars over the last 5 years I've had that Pella window product with you, because every night I just slide them open.
Yeah.
I open the house, it cools down, and we save on the air conditioner.
Yeah.
And in 20 years, that's still going to be cutting edge.
Yeah, and we always try to do something cutting edge every year. I mean, this year, now we have the hidden screens and the vinyl. It's crazy. So you open them up, close them, you can't even see the screens. It's cool.
I laugh because every year your secret with Pella is you just go buy another manufacturing company.
Yeah, it's not in our portfolio. We just go buy that. Yeah.
But tell me, because I am like a Pella freak. If you're listening right now and you're a contractor, you know, I have Brad Ward who's on here with CoCreate. If you are a contractor, Dave won't give his cell phone, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
719-330-1457. You call me and I will hook you up with Pella, because it is a different difference maker. And you are the general manager of trade services.
Correct. Yeah, I deal with all the contractors, architects, builders. Yep.
That is Chuck in a truck.
Yeah, we do those guys too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And big, huge corporations. But tell me once again about this hidden screen.
Yeah, so we've got a hidden screen for vinyl. So you open and close them so you don't see the screens anymore. And it's all contained within the unit itself. So you buy these. Yeah, you have these views. Why would you want to look at a screen?
I don't want to look at a screen. What happens to the screen? Where does it go?
It collapses and opens.
Into the frame?
Yep, yep. So you don't see it whatsoever. So when you close your window, there's no screen. When you open it, there's a screen.
Shut the front door.
It's a trip. It's good.
When you close the window, the screen goes into the seam?
Yeah, so it actually expands and contracts. So it's actually, it looks like flypaper that it opens and closes. And so it's nice. It's got hidden view, so it doesn't look gaudy or unattractive, and you just open it up and close it. It's cool.
Well, that's radio.
Why, you want to buy some new windows?
You shocked me into radio silence, because now I want to turn in my easy slide for no screen. Because I always thought that was stupid, and it's ridiculous, because you look through the screen, and you can't see the million-dollar mountain view you
paid
for.
That's right. Yeah, so it was, you know, and that's really what Pella's always been about, is just invention. Because that's how Pella was invented, was a roll screen back, well, 100 years ago.
Yeah, in 1925. We can do math. We can do math pretty good. I got to crack open my energy drink for that one.
That's right.
We get education from Pella and energy from Red Bull and Celsius.
That's right.
So, but tell me about this 100-year celebration, because every single year progressively for the last 100 years, especially during the coronavirus, China virus, COVID days, where everybody else was just trying to throw money at marketing, you guys are like, we're just going to buy manufacturers.
We're going to buy factories. So then that way we have no extended lead times. And that was really one of the key things that we did. And we're up to 22 factories across the United States. And then Pella just made the news about a month ago as we acquired a company called Weather Shield, which is a pretty large window manufacturer here in the United States. We had part of our portfolio that we didn't have. And, you know, it's really nice to be with a company that's innovative, but it's also really good to be with a company that has a great culture. And culture for us is everything. But to celebrate that, we're going to do a 100-year anniversary celebrations at our showroom over off Woodman and I-25. Easy to find. You can go to Pella. To find it. But we're going to do it September 25th from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. Feel free to reach out to me or you with your cell number, and we can get you invited to it.
Yeah, what's your cell phone number? Tell the contractors and the company owners directly.
Yeah, reach out to me at 719-313-7590.
And one more time.
719-313-7590, and I'll get you invited to it. It's an invite only. We'd love to see everybody out there that wants to be there, but it's going to be a lot of contractors. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to give away a multi-slide to a contractor, and we're going to have a steady set contest where you can race against other contractors to do installs faster than what you traditionally are used to. So it's a really eye-opening experience where you can save money on your labor.
Complimentary treats, maybe a little charcuterie, maybe a little Jersey Mike.
That's right. We're looking forward to it. So,
and some swag bag.
Yeah, absolutely. You
some
got it.
Swag boxes.
You'll leave full and full of swag.
I do. I have my favorite Pella hat, which is literally my hiking and work hat. I've got that amazing Pella tape measure.
Yeah.
And I am a contractor. My name is Jabe. I not be Chuck, but I got a truck.
That's right.
So, in this lead, now you've been with them how long?
I've been with Pella now four years.
4 years. Dude, they're so fortunate to have you, because any company that you've been with I've known you, the several that you've been there, you're just a great human being.
Thank
and that's
you.
Why I appreciate you.
Right.
And it's not easy to be a general manager of any division, but on the trades, where they're all self-employed or they're business owners themselves, there has to be relation and trust there, because they are the backbone of America. I mean, 50% of all the businesses in United States are small business. That is the backbone of America, and you get to work and swim in those waters every day.
Absolutely, you know, and I think, you know, I'm very blessed with a very good team, so I will give it that. But, you know, I think what I enjoyed when I was working with Pella before I came to Pella is that they really took things off my plate as a GC. That was really important to me, and that's really what we try to do is, I mean, you can buy windows anywhere you want to buy windows. You can go to Lowe's or, you know, any big box store.
Yeah, it's like us. People can do mortgages anywhere they want. But I've had relationships with people for 20 years that still call me on Tuesday for a question.
Yep. You're there when things go sideways. You're there to comfort them when they need it. And you're also there as a friend. You know, you're there to help grow their business as a partner, as opposed to just selling a product. It's not a, just a transaction. It's just a, it's a relationship. You know?
Yeah.
And that's really what we want to do with our contractors.
And that's just huge. So if you're a contractor driving around right now, or maybe you work for the utilities, or you work for Pikes Peak Regional, and you're listening to this message, and you know someone who is a great general contractor that needs another arrow in their quiver, call me personally at 719-330-1457. I can get you a VIP invite for this event on Thursday the 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Pella off of Corporate Drive, because this could change the trajectory of your business in the fourth quarter here of 2025 going into 2026. And in the last minute, my friend, what do you want to share with the peeps out there in airwave land?
No, we just really like to thank the existing people that we do business with here in town. There's just some really, really good contractors. You know, a lot of the guys that we do work with at Pikes Peak Regional have always been really good to us. And, you know, all of the architects, all of the people, and most importantly, our staff. Our staff, we wouldn't be here for 100 years if it wasn't for our staff that really have dug in and helped our contractors just not only, you know, purchase the things that they need, the service team, which is out there lickety-split to make sure that they take care of things really quickly if things do go, you know, sideways or something's broken. They're out there within a week, you know, and that's unheard of when you start getting problems on jobs. Usually they walk away from it and then they forget all about you, you know, for 30, 60
days. Oh, they sure do. In fact, they don't even answer calls.
Correct.
So I'm telling you right now, my friend, you're no small operation. You guys have sold more than $20 million worth of Pella products last year.
Correct, yeah.
And standing behind that with service is the proof in the pudding. I tell people it's not the mortgage process that we're going to get to know each other. It's after the closing
right, where
you stay in contact with them. Mm-hmm. So congratulations on 100 years, my friend. If any contractor is listening, you want to get an invite to that, call me personally at 719-330-1457, and I'll connect you directly with David Pella Windows. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thanks, J-Man. Appreciate you.
You enjoy the rest of your September.
Jay Garvin's, we'll be back right after these messages and wrap up the conversation about Colorado's legislative special session 2025. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
What's that you say? Oh man, no way.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
I just can't stop.
Keep this stuff, you're going to blow your top.
Too late this time.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, ready to wrap up this conversation about Colorado's special session in Denver. And here is the reality, folks, is it was a political theater.
Hey, quiet on the set.
And I went through the other segment of the show telling you that they solved in Denver this $800 million deficit, which seriously, folks, it only equated to less than 4% of the budget. 3% of the budget, $800 million in shortfall on a $40 billion budget. And my message to the legislators, and I would encourage you, the big takeaway from the show, is to ask elected officials that you run into, go to the ballot box next November in 2026 and vote for a Republican governor so we have some veto power and a balanced state. Kansas has a full conservative Republican Congress and Senate, and they have a Democratic governor, and I believe that's a good balance because less government is better government. As a matter of fact, folk, when I was looking at special sessions, up until the 1950s, Colorado was like Texas, and our legislative lawmakers didn't even meet for legislative sessions but once every other year. That's how Texas does it now. And if you have to hold a special session, hold it, but eliminate the politicians from creating more laws and regulations. And I want to ask Why are you spending our money? Why are you complaining over a 3%, 2% budget cut? Companies do it. Families do it. El Paso County has a balanced budget after the big, beautiful bill in Washington. The city of Colorado Springs has a balanced budget. Why is the El Paso County, the largest county in the state, and Colorado Springs, the second largest city in the state, why are our combined budgets less than 4%? Of the entire state budget? It's called bloated spending, and you can look across the board. California, Washington State, Illinois, New York, and Colorado are all the top five spending states per capita, and that's the big takeaway. We have to put an end to this. So, my question and the final conversation in the minutes that we have, what does this mean to you, and how does it affect Colorado, and how does it affect families and the businesses around us? And what does it mean for you? It's very, very simple what it means for you. The reality is that no more Medicare for illegal immigrants. If they're not citizens, why are we giving them Medicare, Colorado? And why are we giving them debit cards in the metropolitan area of Denver? This is personal for me. I am married to an Hispanic girl and an entire Hispanic family, and if you ask them, a Hispanic, what they think of immigrants coming here illegally, they'll tell you they're diametrically opposed to it. That's why Pueblo, as a county, voted in majority for Donald Trump in 2024. I have a cousin who came here undocumented, got married, and she and my other cousin, my first cousin, budgeted for her to go back to Mexico for not 6, 9 months, do all the paperwork correctly. The paperwork sucks in the United States, and we need to fix that. But as the family took care of the two small children, the boys, she went and got everything in line legally and came back. There's room for everybody to do that, and that is a huge, huge takeaway. And also, the risks for Colorado are the fact that we have 377,000 people that they're saying need to come off of Medicaid, and this is the sky is falling mentality. That's only a 7% cut in Medicare and Medicaid recipients. Folks, we only have 6 million people in this state, and there's over 3 million. 37% of the citizens take non-Medicare, and a total of 3.1 million have Medicaid, and that is just simply too many able-bodied individuals that are taking this Medicaid service away from the elderly individuals, if you're retired, the disabled individuals, the single working mothers. That is who these services are provided for, and it's just so important, you know, from this microphone, that I expect you, a listener, to live under a balanced budget. I expect our city to live under a balanced budget. I expect our county to live under a balanced budget, which I'm excited that all of those entities do. But now when you come to Colorado to have an $800 billion budget deficit, that is only 3%. It shouldn't be that difficult. But it is if you continue to expand and swell and grow. I would like to see $800 million or $2.5 billion come out of the budget from the $40 billion that we collectively spend as a state. And also, we have over $38 trillion of national debt. The Republicans have only done so much at the national level. So that's what we need to do, have shows like this to raise awareness. So call me at 719-330-1457 for your feedback on this conversation. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.